In Northwest news from KNKX, activists are gearing up for a National Day of Action against the Dakota Access Pipeline. More than 200 protests are planned, with 7 communities in the Puget Sound region taking part. The action was planned before an announcement late Monday that the Army Corps of Engineers has suspended work on the project while it looks into tribal concerns. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Seattle resident Matt Remley will be part of a protest at the Ballard Locks, where there'll be prayers, drumming, and a candlelight procession. Remley is an Indigenous activist and teacher from Standing Rock and says the current construction of the pipeline is a violation of tribal treaty rights and an act of environmental racism. The route it was originally planned for was rejected because of a risk to the drinking water in Bismarck. Now it's crossing tribal lands.
I mean, if they're saying that a pipeline north of Bismarck would have a potential devastating impact on, let's be honest, the majority white folks in Bismarck, then why is it okay to go south of there and put it directly above Standing Rock, Cheyenne River, all the Dakota reservations?
The protesters are targeting decision makers with the Army Corps of Engineers, which runs the Ballard Locks. The Corps could still deny the permit allowing the pipeline to cross beneath the Missouri River. And the activists are calling on President Obama to reject the project while he's still in office. Other protests are taking place in Bothell, Puyallup, Port Townsend, Coopville, Silverdale, and Vashon. Several of the actions are also aimed at the banks that are financing the pipeline. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.